Okay, this will be the final segment of program four, the bigger picture unifying true faith and right political action. I've just, I've said some things that probably won't let this program come on the air, but I'm going to push really hard for it to do. Because our nation is about to go under for the third time. We don't have a lot of time left. That's my opinion. But you do what I've done for my 74 years. You serve who I have served. You see what I have seen. You go where I have gone as a fly on the wall. I trust my opinion. I'm leading my family and those who are closest to me in a particular direction. And that is to get on my knees and plead before my Heavenly Father to show me what I need to know, to do what I can do to deliver this country, my little tiny part. And there is something, and this radio station is seeking to do it, to reawaken America from where the first great awakening happened. But before we do it, we have to know who our enemies are. Now we're finding we have enemies in our own camp. A Ron DeSantis, a Nikki Haley, a Mikey Pence who thinks that meekness is 100% requirement of all Christian men. Now, I know a Jesus that was angry at the right time. There's a time and a place for everything. Yeah, the meek shall inherit the earth. I understand that, but the context that we take that, under which we take that, is not the intent of the scripture. We don't strike back. We don't probably do what I'm doing right now. But I know that God has given us an opportunity, and people like Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Ryan Binkley, Larry Elder, Asa Hutchinson, come on, Perry Johnson, have you seen his ads? What a fruit loop. Vivek Ramaswamy thinks he's a better man than Donald Trump. You think Ramaswamy would stand up to those cockroaches and those that are releasing them would bring against him? And lastly, another man like Larry Elder. I just thought he had his act together, but he doesn't understand. Tim Scott, same state as Nikki Haley, has offered himself, and he's come out with, I watched his little statement, declaration of offering himself, POTUS, you know, giggly and all the things that he was. Tim Scott, you're a good man, but your intellect's not strong enough. Your backbone's not strong enough to stand up against the hell that your own black culture would go against you in a minute. Look at what they're trying to do with the greatest Supreme Court justice we've ever had, Clarence Thomas, who was raised by a really godly and wise grandfather who understood what the black community used to understand, that we have a purpose in this life, and how you lived it reflected glory to God. White liberals have destroyed it. We're responsible. We've got right behind us a black culture that's working overtime to pull this nation down. I'm sorry, Ron DeSantis, you have no business running for president. God grant you the understanding that you need to back away and go to President Trump. Nikki Haley, back away. Go to President Trump and ask him to forgive you. And then you pledge to do everything you can to get him reelected. Mike Pence, do what you should have done a long time ago when you occupied the vice presidency and you failed to take action you could have taken. The cockroaches were doing evil under your nose and you allowed it to happen. And now you want to be president, Mr. Pence, you pusillanimous, feminized male, claiming to be a Christian. I'd go one-on-one with you right now any audience that you chose, and we'll discuss the issue of faith openly. You'll lose. You need to go to Mr. Trump and apologize and support him. Ryan Binkley, just go back and pretend to be the pastor I guess you're pretending to be, because you've revealed yourself by thinking you can offer yourself as a presidential candidate. Larry Elder, go talk to the president. Commit to him. Publicly back out of this ill-conceived idea you have that you can be president, escape the great force of the black culture, Adam. Oh, what a foolish man. I didn't want to say anything about Asa Hutchinson. It's not worth talking about him. You look at Perry Johnson, his face, he's obviously not a serious candidate, but he is one who believes that he can do better than a great man like Donald Trump. And Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, people, go see the president. Line up behind him. You people that are listening to me in the 30 seconds I have left, we must line up behind Donald Trump regardless of any circumstances or things that may come against him. We have no choice. Donald Trump can open and drain the cesspool, and that's why they're afraid of him, and that's why every cockroach out of hell is trying to keep him out of office. America, your welfare rests in reinstating Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis, you're an idiot. Come back next week, and I may be in a better frame of mind. God bless you. Thank you for listening.